This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces continue to advance into Ukraine, closing in on the capital, Kyiv. But it's unclear just how much territory they may have seized. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Senior U.S. defense official says more than half of the combat power Russia had massed along Ukraine's border has now entered the country, while Britain's defense ministry says the speed of the Russian advance has temporarily slowed, likely as a result of acute logistical difficulties and strong Ukrainian resistance. That U.S. official says Russia has had to commit more fuel supply and other support units inside Ukraine than originally anticipated. Meanwhile, the U.S. has pledged an additional $350 million in military assistance to Ukraine, including anti-tank weapons, body armor, and small arms. And Germany is also promising to send anti-tank weapons as well as missiles. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United Nations Security Council is due to vote on Sunday to call for a rare emergency session of the 193-member UN General Assembly. To discuss Russia's invasion of Ukraine, diplomats said the emergency session would be held on Monday. Those diplomats say the move needs 9 votes in favor and is likely to pass. The vote by the 15-member council is procedural, so none of the 5 permanent council members, that is Russia, China, France, Britain, and the United States, can wield their vetoes. Only 10 such emergency special sessions of the General Assembly have been convened since 1950. There is a request for a session on Ukraine comes after Russia vetoed on Friday a draft UN Security Council resolution that would have deplored the invasion.